berhenti. Mencari celah menaklukkan hati. Mereka bilang, cobalah kau sadari. Misteri ini harusnya disudahi. Aku mencoba sederhanakan diri agar semua orang memahami. Sama seperti di film favoritmu, semua cara akan kucoba. Walau peran yang aku mainkan bukan seberat utamanya. Mereka tak ingin merasakan mudahnya hidup. Jatuh hati padamu sekali lagi. Aku bukan penjelasan. Berhenti bukan pilihan bagiku. Sama seperti di film favorit.
Indonesia. www.voynews.id. Well, listener, I hope that you are still fine and also listening to our program on Indonesia Today. Lots of information, some music of Indonesia, and even our updated information that would like to share you. And even today about 3:15 p.m. we have also a special interview, namely afternoon talk about, you know, the perspective of foreigners about Indonesian culture. Well, before that, I would like to share you our information. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry has said that the Indonesian government is currently conducting technical tests related to the implementation of 50% biodiesel fuel, or B50, which is targeted to start in 2026. In this case, to respond here, Director General of New Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation, at the ministry, and Mia Listiani Dewi in Jakarta stated that preparation for B50 have been carried out by conducting technical tests, and it is currently ongoing, and this may take around 6 months to prepare for technical testing in various sectors. The trial will also cover some sectors such as industry, maritime, mining, agriculture, and automotive. In this case, in addition to the technical studies, Dewi said the government has also begun conducting economic studies related to fuel pricing for consumers. And this was also done for 40% biodiesel fuel, or B40, which had been implemented on January 1st, 2024. But earlier, the minister also, Minister of here, Energy, Minister Bahlil Hadia said the use of B50 fuel could free Indonesia from reliance on diesel import.
Selalu di dekat. kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, up next is a song called Banyu Moto. Banyu Moto is composed by Hari Marwanto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyu Moto comes from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing a heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here's Banyu Moto by Nella Karisma and Dori Harsa. Happy listening.
Mungkin kowe sing paling tak tenani nganti saiki.
Renaissance Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, are you still with me? Yes, I believe that you are still loyal in listening to our program on Indonesia Today with me, Ahmad Faisal. Well, we have also another our interesting wise word. Now this is from former President of Indonesia, Soekarno. He said, only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. Soekarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities.
Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selatan Sang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is heavily surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Sang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selatan Sang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selatan Sang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Listener, Batam is a strategic city which borders the country of Singapore and Malaysia. Besides being known as an industrial city, Batam is also known as a city of culture with a variety of interesting heterogeneous inhabitants. This has also become an identity of Batam, which should always be maintained and not lost amid globalization and modernization. A tradition which is almost extinct and forgotten is the Shafar Bath. Listeners, Shafar Bath is a tradition that has existed since centuries ago in the city of Batam. However, currently only people of Teri in Sambau, Longsar district, who still keep and practice it. Shafar Bath is a tradition of taking a bath or dipping in the water together, held once a year in the month of Shafar in the Islamic calendar. For your information, Indonesia is a predominantly Muslim country, so many people still use Islamic calendar. Shafar Bath is carried out at low tide on the last Wednesday of the month of Shafar. Various preparations are made before the bath, like preparing basuh rice, that is, yellow rice or rice mixed with turmeric and white rice, brede and cigarettes. Mr. Seno, a community leader as well as the inheritor of Shafar Bath tradition, said,
"Rice is the symbol of life. In the past, they never ran off rice, the symbol of livelihood. That was their advice. So the white rice is what today's people would say, quote, in honesty. Then the yellow rice is a symbol of somebody who has been elevated to a certain position in the society. Today, it's someone who has been successful, but still remember those with lower possession than him."
Preceding Shafar Bath, people will follow the Bedak Langi ritual. Bedak Langi or Langi powder is a mixture of ground rice, sepak tree bark and lime leaves mixed together and then rubbed on the head and hands before they go into the water. The bath is carried out under the guafak, a special container that has been used since ancient times. It is sunk into the water during the bath. It would be better if one dives into the water 3 times, then goes ashore to rinse with water that has been given some prayer for safety. Then it will be continued with a mass prayer on the beach, sitting together on dried palm leaves. After the prayer, the event is closed with enjoying the food prepared by local residents. According to the elders, Shafar Bath is meant as an expression of gratitude for the blessings that Allah has given to man, because with gratitude, humans will be kept away from any disasters and distress. Benefits of Shafar Bath as perceived by Hashim, one of Teri villages.
Alhamdulillah, there are some benefits as long as we practice Shafar Bath. We have a lot of blessings, health, benefits for all of us. You can imagine the feeling of being safe, peaceful. It's all there. Also family unity.
Not only Hashim who feels the benefits of Shafar Bath, Liz, a mother of 4, who also lives in Teri village, said, Not only Hashim, who feels the benefit of Shafar Bath, Liz, a mother of four who also lives in Tari Village, said, after the bath, there is a sense of fun and joy because it has become customary. Both men and women, and also the children, are all happy. Every year we take Shafar Bath. Once we do it, there is a sense of fun and joy. Shafar Bath is not only for Tari Village residents. Anyone can join it. Suhan, for instance, who comes from Palembang and is fluent in Malay, is very pleased with Shafar Bath, which can provide benefits such as the importance of togetherness.
People around Sambau, especially in Tari Village, always remind each other of the importance of a togetherness. That's the lesson that I learned from the Shafar Bath that they have observed so far.
Listeners, Shafar Bath has become an almost forgotten tradition. Alwi Jamat Mansur said the tradition survives only in Tari Village because there are some Malay figures still living there who used to follow and practice Shafar Bath. Whereas in other areas, most of Malay community leaders do not understand anything about it. They don't even realize that there is such a tradition like Shafar Bath observed by their ancestors. To preserve Shafar Bath tradition, according to Alwi, is not the responsibility of a cultural figure alone.
I hope it is not just the cultural figure, but my greatest desire is together we raise it again, all components of the Malay community, so the Malay culture can be raised again and to be preserved.
In addition to maintaining and preserving this tradition, what needs to be done is making Shafar Bath be better known and have more benefits for the local community. In terms of tourism, for instance, because Shafar Bath tradition has a great potential as an attraction for tourists who visit Batam, which will ultimately drive Tari economic turnover, especially for the village, Muhammad Zain stated.
Actually, if the tourism site is packaged properly, it will be an interesting event. People will be interested in coming over there, and if they have come, the village will be alive. There will be economic activities.
Listener, to package Shafar Bath as a tourist object is just a plan that nobody knows when it will be realized, because everything cannot be separated from the role and support of the local government as the policy maker. However, Shafar Bath will continue to be observed by the Malay community in Tari Village, Batam.
Kita semua boleh jatuh, tapi harus bangkit, bangkit selalu kembali. Kita semua boleh. Indonesia.
VOA listeners, today's edition of Music Corner of Traditional Song, we present a song from West Sumatra entitled Ayam dan Lapeh. The song Ayam dan Lapeh was composed by Nur Seha, while the melody was written by Abdul Hamid. In 1950s, the song was popular both in Indonesia and abroad, such as Malaysia, Vietnam, and even Japan. Although it has a cheerful arrangement, the song tells the sadness of someone who has lost a chicken. The chicken in the song, Ayam dan Lapeh, symbolizes wealth or things that are very valuable for a person. The lyrics also mention some places in West Sumatra that have beauty, such as Pagaruyung, Pandai Sike, and Batu Sangkar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Ayam dan Lapeh by Deradi. Enjoy!
Here is a newsline. Deputy Minister of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Christina Aryani, discussed the reopening plan for the placement of Indonesian migrant workers in the domestic sector with Musanet Saudi Arabia. And Musanet is an official household service and employment program institution operating under the Saudi Arabian Ministry of Human Resources. Regarding the Indonesian migrant workers' placement in Saudi Arabia, Aryani said her side must verify and review the system presented by Musanet since Saudi Arabia still applies the Sharika system or companies appointed and accountable to the Saudi Arabian government. Defense Minister Safri Samsudin and Chief Defense Minister Yana Serkovona agreed to bolster defense cooperation between Indonesia and the Czech Republic during the meeting in Jakarta. According to Head of the Information Bureau of the Ministry of Defense, Brigadier General Frega Ferdinand, the cooperation will involve renewing the defense cooperation agreement. That's a news line.
Saat ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Inginlah ku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Inikah nama cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Cinta pada jumpa pertama. Inikah rasanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Terasa bahagia. Berbeda, oh, ketahan itu masih ada. Aku dekati dirinya, ku tetap wajahnya. Oh, dia tetap mempesona. Indah ku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa.
Jumpa pertama, inikah rasa.